Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, truly, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's you know, when I talk to you guys, it's how we win, right? It's how we make a difference. And once you get informed, you can have a field day with some of the people that have all kinds of wonderful names for you, you know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, let's start off. And you got to hear this. Joe Scarborough lost his mind this morning. Truly. I mean, you talk about fear. You don't hear fear-mongering anymore because they are the kings and queens of fear-mongering. Right? Now check this out. This is Joe Scarborough in his morning Joe Coffee show. I don't even know what to call it. Not even a. But Joe Scarborough thinks we're gonna become a communist nation. Now I want you to think about something. Well, let me play this first, then we'll give it some conversation. How's that? Take a listen. Of course.
Yeah, have a responsibility. To really tune out the voices of the haters, of the people that are constantly double
shilling
and triple checking and shilling for him and suggesting that somehow they're being biased, bending over backwards, treating him like a normal candidate. He's not a normal candidate. He is running to end American democracy as we know it.
I thought at first he was talking about Joe Biden.
Authoritarian, who a court in Colorado 2 days ago ruled that he led an insurrection against the United States government. He's charged with leading schemes to help overthrow the United States government. So if they want to frame it that way, that's fine. If you want to be fair, then you will frame this as Joe Biden being a candidate that supports American democracy, and Donald Trump, a candidate who supports a new form of government here, this authoritarian. It's really that simple. And by the way, Reverend Allen, people go, oh.
You know, I love this. It just shows you how whack they actually are. And then they bring in Al Sharpton to speak to it, right? The biggest anti-Semite that we've ever come to know. I mean, this, and they hide that. They don't even talk about that. But do you realize that pretty much everything he said is exactly what Joe Biden and the administration has tried to do? They're locking up innocent people. They're going after people that are against the Democrats and against Joe Biden. Right? The same things that you're seeing happen out there. Right? Yeah. Again, the January 6th
uprising. What is it? The insurrection. I don't know what insurrection is. I don't know. You know, if you're going to take over the government, first of all, why would you just go to the Capitol? Why not go to the White House? You had enough people there to make something happen, didn't you? But this is hilarious. I mean, and she and his wife, who he cheated on his first wife with, you know, whatever. She began by speaking about an article from the far left New York Times called Trump's dire words raise new fears about his authoritarian bent. Are you serious? And Joey B., nothing? They see him as the patriot? Bullpuckies. He's trying to take your guns away. He's trying to take your freedom of speech away. Your freedom to make money. I mean, our founding fathers never, ever, ever imagined us being taxed at the rate we're taxing. California? My God. They want to tax your gas. They want to tax your mileage. They want to tax if you leave the state. They tax you when you come into the state. I mean, there is a I'll bet you if you listed all the taxes in California, our founding fathers would come back and say, unwind the whole thing. This is not what we called for. Authoritarian. My God. Look at what your boy is doing now. Right? And again, Joe Biden has made us weak all across the planet. He is totally unhinged. He'll imprison. He will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison. Execute, drive from the country. Just look at his past. Really? Who did he execute in the past? Who did he shoot? How many people that went after Trump or went against Trump, how many of those mysteriously died, you know, in self-inflicted wounds, like, you know, 47, somebody who died of, what was it, suicide after 47 knife wounds to them? I mean, give me a break. Talk about fearmonger. Delusion. Actually, it's not even a fearmonger. It's delusional because they believe it. They truly believe it. They believe that they understand, they know, they have the license on patriotism, and we don't. Now, again, Trump's not the only guy. If DeSantis was way out in front, same thing would happen. They would talk about how he had Florida locked down. There was no freedom in Florida. You know, you can't say gay, which is a lie. It's just amazing. All right. My special guest, up with me in just a few minutes, retired Major General Paul Valley joins me. Let's find out what's going on out there for real in the military world. Be right back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5568. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Hey, listen, send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Two days away from Turkey Day. I don't want a recipe. Don't send me your recipes. I just want to know what dish is a non-traditional, maybe traditional to your ethnicity or to your roots, but what non-traditional dish do you have at your Thanksgiving Day table? I'm going to read some of them tomorrow night. I won't read your name if you don't want me to, but seriously, I'd love to know what non-traditional dish you have, because I know this is unacceptable, but America is a melting pot, right? And I know that in my family, there was turkey, but there was plenty of Italian dishes like lasagna and such. All right, love having him with me. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. Appreciate his insight
what's happening out there, the realities of, oh, our friends the Chinese. Anyway, General, thanks for being with me. Always love it when you're on.
Well, thank you, Joe, and I like traditional turkey with stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie.
Oh, you had me right up to pumpkin pie, my friend. That's the one thing I just I just can't do. That good New York cheesecake is good.
I make my own pumpkin pies for Thanksgiving.
I don't doubt it. I really don't doubt it. But yeah, you know, it's I'm talking to a friend of mine today, a proud immigrant from India, you know, and that's what he's doing. He's very excited about having, and this is truly what it's all about when you and I talk. We're not against immigration. We're against people who come here. They don't want to be part of us. And he was talking about he couldn't wait. You know, he loves the traditional turkey, and it's new to them, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he probably likes pumpkin pie, too.
Oh, stop it. Anyway. Hey, I don't know if you caught it, but China West, or I should say Beijing East, actually had a big parade for its president last week when they came into town, and the streets were lined with Chinese flags. Did you catch that?
Yeah, well, it's a big Chinese population. It's always been way back to the 1800s when they brought a lot of Chinese in to build our railroads. Same thing with Vancouver, British Columbia. Yeah.
Really?
So the influence there, Chinatown has been forever. When I lived in San Francisco, we used to go to Chinatown all the time. But they were very supportive. They were happy to be in America. But the Chinese Communist Party now have used the Chinese to bring them in into our schools, Silicon Valley, and to really penetrate just about every part of American society. But that's been the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, you know, General, I grew up, as you and I have talked about in the past, I grew up in the north end of Boston, an extremely heavy Italian presence. A lot of people who, you know, got off the boat in that area, that's where they came. And I could tell you, whenever events, you know, and I'm pretty proud of this, whenever events went down, you didn't see the streets lined with Italian flags. They were lined with American flags. And if the Italian flag was present, it was side by side with the American flag. It was never alone, if you would. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the flags in San Francisco should have been American flags that are flown by the Chinese, not Chinese flags.
Yeah. I agree, and that Marine, I don't know, you would know better than I would, but the Marine at the State House there that was holding the Chinese flag, is that traditional? Is that proper, if you would?
No. No, not at all. You never do that as a Marine.
Yeah.
Never.
I felt bad. I didn't know if he knew. Maybe he was ignorant to it. I did feel bad for him because that's not what he signed up to do.
No, he's probably ignorant. Somebody told him to do it, and he did it.
Yeah, just amazing. And I don't know if this is normal and natural either, but there was a recent story in I think it was in the Gateway Pundit, about the soldier who is now being charged for equipment that he was ordered to leave behind during the Afghanistan withdrawal. And it's somewhere a little over between $500 and $1,000. Is that the norm?
His name Biden?
What's that?
Was his name Biden?
Yeah, that's where the order came from for sure, yeah. But the soldier, the soldier was told to leave it behind. He did. The by the way, the charges are a total of $3,500 that he got a bill for.
Uh-huh.
And if he was told to leave it behind, I don't know how you prove that in the middle of a mess like that, he shouldn't have to pay a nickel for that, should he?
No, not a nickel. How about General Milley and the rest of the generals? They should be paying it as well as Biden and his group.
They owe us $85 billion, General. I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah, it's all, the tanks, helicopters, jets, airplanes, cyber equipment, computers, ammunition. Now it's being peddled all over the black market, by the way.
You know, somebody asked me last time you were on and after you, you know, got off, but are there no way to disarm, blow up, do whatever to those to the equipment when it gets left behind like that, or left for terrorists to put their hands on?
Oh yeah, I mean we've done that before in past operations where you left a helicopter or a fighter jet, and you just put some dynamite on it or some C4, and you blow it up, but you don't let anything behind for the enemy to use. That's been traditional in the Army forever. You never do that.
That's what this guy was saying, and he turned around and just said this was planned, that the Biden administration wanted them to have that equipment, didn't have a problem with it, and knew that the Chinese would eventually get their hands on it. I don't know how true that is.
Sure.
You would know more than I would.
Well, I did a show when that happened, and I said, the Chinese will be in Bagram Air Base, where most of that equipment was. They'll be there very shortly, and I'll be darned, 3 weeks later, the Chinese were at Bagram looking over, inventorying the equipment, doing advanced technology transfers that they could do, yeah. I mean, it was foreseeable. Anybody with a brain could have figured that out. It's part of the Chinese influence all throughout that Silk Belt road initiative they have, all from China all the way into the Middle East.
You know, we're looking at the numbers. I was looking at last time I did this story, was there was over 75,000. Think about that. 75,000 vehicles, over 600,000 weapons, and 200 aircraft were left behind for the Taliban, as a gift from the Biden regime. I don't know any way to put it, you know. It's just amazing.
Well, Joe, I point that out in my new book called Invisible Treason in America, which is now on Amazon. Just came out, and we highlighted that along with some other various individuals who have committed treason against America: Biden, Obama, George Soros, Bill Gates, a number of them.
You know what?
When you aid and abet the enemy, that's treason.
We got to go for a quick break. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back. Don't go far, people. A lot more with the general when we return.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A deal between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been reached. Israeli's cabinet approved the deal this evening, according to NBC News. There's still a 24-hour period where the families of victims of Hamas could appeal to the Supreme Court. The deal would include a multi-day ceasefire and around 50 Israeli and international hostages freed in different waves. Also, Palestinian women and children currently detained in Israel will be released as well. A U.S. military aircraft killed hostile forces by firing on a vehicle after an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. That's according to a senior U.S. official. Retailers anticipate a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in the recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year. Dave Collins, U.S. News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's really the only way we win. You got to get the information right. Because, you know, yes, a lot of you, I know some of you send me emails after I say this kind of stuff, and you go, well, we were right about, you know, all the quote-unquote conspiracies. That's not what I'm talking about. Just don't fall into that first headline you read. Wait. Take a minute, find out what the truth is, and then go get them. It's really the best way to do it. That way that you have the information, you have the real information, and you can go after it. And really, you will make those people around you, the naysayers of Trump or the naysayers of conservatism, you'll get them to at least start scratching their heads. Seriously. All right, let me bring him in. I mean, I always love it when the general joins us because we get real information about what's going on overseas, not the stuff that you're seeing in the media, because even the mainstream media, well, we already know this. They don't want to tell you the truth, number one, that's going to make them look bad. But number two is even the ones we trust don't have all the info. So retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his information, General, and always like having you on with me, too.
Thank you, Joe.
So, you know, let's talk about what's going on in Gaza, but incorporated to that, this Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal, this does not give me the warm fuzzy, but go ahead.
No, it's not a ceasefire, it's a lull. The Hamas has agreed to exchange 50 hostages for approximately 150 Palestinians that are held in the Israeli jails. And so that's what they've negotiated to do, a four or five day lull. But what's happening now, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, have secured northern part of Gaza City. They're just cleaning up the remnants there. IDF is moving now to central Gaza to consolidate there, but Hamas will be totally eliminated. when this is all over. And we'll see what happens thereafter, but probably they'll create some kind of a zone that the Israelis will control, and they'll do economic development, build homes, and hopefully build jobs for the Palestinians. But there will not be any Hamas involved.
I believe you because you're in it, but anything that even has the word Hamas around it, you know as well as I do, can't be trusted. And I don't know if the people around them can be trusted with what I've read and seen happen. When Netanyahu said that short of wiping out Hamas, there will be no peace, I agreed with that line. You agree also, or not so much?
Well, Hamas is the leadership. They're the ones that dictate to the Palestinian Arabs. And, I go back to Arafat the second to Intifada, when Arafat came from North Africa into the West Bank to develop the Palestinian Liberation Organization. They had over 250,000 Arabs working inside Israel in industry and factories and all over that. And that's what they need to do with Gaza, develop it into an economic situation that'll be positive for the Palestinian Arabs to get jobs to work and not be hindered by a political organization like Hamas. So there's a lot of opportunities here for the Palestinians to go forward and get rid of this hate of Israel and allow people to coexistence in some form.
Do you, there's a lot of reports coming out that the videos that we're seeing out of Gaza, the videos we're seeing out of, Israel and what have you, are not real. They're fake.
Right.
That the babies, there was only a report. So we don't know if that's true. Give me your thoughts on that or what truth
sure
you know.
Sure, it's true. They shot the video, the Hamas that went into the southern part of Israel, into the enclaves there and killed babies and women and rape. And yeah, that's all real. It's, there's no doubt about that. No doubt about what Israel is tasked to do now to defeat and destroy Hamas. You cannot allow Hamas, a terrorist organization, a Satanist organization, that it has no morals. All they believe in is killing Israelis as any Christians. That's what they want to do. So, America, everybody get real. This is what's happening. They've got to be destroyed. You have to destroy evil. No doubt in my mind about that. And I'm a good Catholic, and I understand all of that. But that's what has to be done. You cannot allow evil to prevail. Look at the evil in America, in our school system that you're very involved in. Look what's happening in the criminal activity that's going on with these mass burglaries, criminal activities in our stores and in our cities, depravity with all the homeless that we see. These are problems that we have to solve as Americans, or we're never going to get through all of this. But we need good leadership, and we don't need people like Biden leading this country who has no clue what's going on.
Are you seeing cracks in the Democrat Party, some Democrat mayors, Democrat governors or what have you, that are now saying, hey, we need to shore up the border. This is ridiculous. We don't have control of the border. Do you think those are just ploys to get reelected? Or do you think they really see this stuff happening?
No, it's happening. You see the blacks moving more towards Trump. You see Hispanics moving more towards Trump. You see even Democrats that now are moving to support JFK Jr. And so they're realizing what Biden... who's really controlled by Obama. Obama's running everything, and he is the most dangerous man we've had in terms of changing America forever. And that's what we see in the military with the generals and admirals we have today that were brought in by Obama. Obama's been the most dangerous person in America that I know of.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you because it's been a phony sell to us since day one, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Totally staged. and planned out. Biden and Obama didn't get there by chance. It's been all planned out. And Biden has no clue what's going on. His cognitive mental abilities, they just aren't there. The guy's done. He's about what we used to say, three cans short of a six-pack. Maybe four.
You know, I'm going to give it away, whether you like it or not. You got a birthday coming up next week. You're going to be how old?
I'll be 84.
You were running circles around that, man. If you only got 2 hours sleep a night, you could run circles around that man. It's amazing that they're willing to sell out this country. The people close to him are willing to sell out this country just to make sure that he's not seen as incompetent.
Well, I'm 3 years older than he is, and I was born in Pennsylvania. He was born in Scranton area. I was born over in western Pennsylvania, north of Pittsburgh, but I seem to retain some cognitive abilities.
and it's exponentially getting worse. I had a doctor on the show the other night. You know, when it comes to Alzheimer's and or dementia, the kind of pressure that he's under or to perform is really making it worse that much faster, isn't it?
Well, the more he squints his eyes, the more you can tell what's going on inside him.
Well, nothing. I mean, seriously.
Nothing. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
He tried to talk about the Taylor Swift event down in Brazil, and he got her mixed up with Britney Spears and Beyonce. I mean, one of his writers probably put that in his speech, but he had no clue what he was saying. That just happened in the last 24 hours.
I don't know. I enjoy this stuff way too much. Okay, so you got Iran. It looks like Russia and Iran. You've told me for years they've always been kind of chummy with each other.
Right.
But it looks like now that they're taking that to the next level. Is that true?
Well, Putin's got his eyes on Ukraine right now. That's where his focus is, really, of ending this conflict. That's where his mind is right now. But Iran is truly the enemy, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. We need to take out them. I would do that as an interim measure in war against Iran. People have asked me that two different interviews over the last 2 days.
All right, General, I'm sorry.
But I would take out.
You got to hold that thought. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Patino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's best. It's the way we win. It's the way we make a difference. But I always love having this guy on with me. I appreciate his time with me very much. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time, to give us real insight on what's happening, you know, overseas, here at home, and, you know, other places. Over the planet, if you would. And, General, thanks for being with me again. I always appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
So, in talking with you during the break, I forgot what we were talking about before. But
we're talking about so many things. We're covering the whole scope of the world here tonight.
I'm trying to get all the information, squeeze it all out of you while I have you, you know, here. Hey, let's switch gears to maybe a more happy thing, which is, you know, you're looking at the new Argentinian president who doesn't line up with anything that the left expected him to. The Argentinian stocks and bonds have shot up after he got elected. Is this a sign? Because you're seeing more and more prime ministers, you're seeing more and more presidents of other countries coming out with a more, I don't even want to say conservative message, but a more give it back to the people of their countries.
Oh, absolutely. And Argentina is a great example of that. And then Madame Maloney in Italy is a great example of that. The Eastern European countries are standing tall while we see the dismantling and diminishment of England and France. Even Sweden is standing up. So there's countries out there that really get it. And, you know, Sweden's a good example. They never fell for this whole COVID-19 bit. You know, they stood strong as a country. But, you know, England's in bad shape. They really are. France is sort of trying to recover. Germany's trying to recover. They've diminished their supplies into the Ukraine, and you're going to see the diminishment of NATO, the European Union, where we see the new Eastern Alliance of China, Russia, North Korea, India, 12, 15 nations of Africa have joined the Alliance of BRICS, which is the new financial system that wants to really diminish the effect and the power of the American dollar. So all of that's going on. But, you know, Joe, I talk to a lot of people, but many Americans are still clueless to what's going on. They have no idea that this has all been planned out. They're executing it. And they just want to go along with their daily lives. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to stand up. You see it in the school board meetings. A lot of them, they won't stand up and be heard.
I met with a group of parents a week after my board meeting, and they had no idea that this stuff was happening. And you're going, my God, you have kids in the district. You should pay attention, just like you do to your stocks, for God's sakes.
Exactly. And the college kids, they have no clue going on for the most part. Some of them do. But for the most part, our kids are so uneducated about history, about the Middle East, about the Quran, they come out of there, they can't read, write, or do arithmetic anymore.
Well, you and I have talked about this before, and let's just go back to Israel for 1 minute and say they don't even understand, truly understand, the history behind Israel, the whole nine yards with it, do they?
Mm. You know? Because we took history out of the schools for the most part.
Well, what was it? British history now is there was an article. I didn't get through the whole article today, but they're trying to rewrite it to show that some of the Roman empires were transgender people, not necessarily gay or lesbian. I'm going, right. Okay. And
we'll try to twist history. But, you know, you look back, these kids can't even discuss modern things that are going on. They're uneducated in finance, uneducated in the history of America, where we came from, where we are. I mean, it's just, we got to rebuild this country, but it's going to take 10 years minimum to rebuild this country from what Biden and Obama and Soros and the other globalists have done to this country. It's going to take a long time to rebuild.
It is partially our fault, though. We allowed the liberals to take over the schools. We allowed them to take over the education system. When we saw what they were feeding our kids, we were saying, nobody's going to buy that. But these are kids. These are young people. They're easily influenced. And, again, you and I were kind of joking around. You got these kids in a parade in front of a college going, queers for Palestine. You're gonna take that banner and go over to where Gaza is and watch what happens.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, look at what we've taken out of the education system at our colleges and our universities that they aren't learning the things that provide skills to them. The liberal arts, we've got to get back to the basics of writing, arithmetic, science, and all of that. They've got to develop skills today to build for the future. But that's a big problem we have. Too much in the social issues and all of those things. We need to build skills and build things that we can use every day in the future.
totally agree with you.
Building. Yeah. We need more engineers.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was talking about the other day was the fact that when you get that high-end type of jobs, the jobs that require a lot of academics, if you would, it's, again, amazing to me that we don't see the importance of all of that. And we're allowing the Chinese to come in. We're allowing the Indians to come in. And it's just amazing, you know?
Yeah, well, they start technology, and they're very smart, and they build things, and that's what it's all about is building things. How do we build airplanes in the future? How do we build buildings? How do we build freeways, bridges? All of those things which are going to help a society to live in a peaceful way, a happy way. They're trying to change the food greed. I mean, this is all planned out by the World Economic Forum, the Schwabs of the world, those that go to Davos every year, the elitists that want to control everything. We're getting smart. You know who's the smartest in the world about this? Putin and Xi. Xi in China and Putin in Russia. They understand what the globalists are trying to do, and they're not buying into it as we are.
Yeah, that's... You are right there. As I read some of the things they were saying, I was thinking the same thing, going, okay, they're pushing back against this. That's how smart they are. They see it coming.
Yeah. They know. They're smart. They're very smart.
Yeah, well, again, it's just amazing to me. All right, General, before we cut off here, go ahead and tell people, you know, about your organization and how they can help you and how they can get involved.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the opportunity. I'm the chairman of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. Our website is standupamericaus.org. StandUpAmericaUS, gotta put the U.S. in there, .org. Donate, support us. We do great things. We've been around for a long time. We have a great team here at the foundation. Our publications are spread all over the world. We're very heavily read. Sign up for our newsletter on our website. We're helping to restore America is what we're doing.
Well, I appreciate what you do. I know that that you're out there. You've got the information. You're disseminating it to the rest of us, so we have a clue to what to do and how to step up. But you know, the other side of this is that people need to grow a spine, understand there's going to be some pain involved. It's just the way the other side plays, and you resign yourself to fight through it. I mean, our founding fathers did. A lot of them lost everything they had to hand us what we have today, and I don't know if we don't have the stomach for it. I don't know if we have the coping. I have no idea. But it's not exciting. I'll put it that way.
You know. We need warriors.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Hey, well, thank you, Joe. It's always a great opportunity to be with you.
All right, but real quick before I let you go, what do you think about the military now saying, okay, you know, you guys that we let go because you wouldn't take the shot? Come on back.
Yeah.
We'll even change it.
Right.
Please come back. You know?
Yeah, they're not going to buy into it, I can tell you that.
Oh, no. They just, what did they allocate? 140-some-odd million bucks for DEI training?
Oh, God. CRT, transgender, LGBTQ, all that. Yeah.
Don't you love where your tax money's going? Anyhow. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah.
God bless.
There you go.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll catch up with you again.
Happy
Have a great Thanksgiving. You too.
Yeah, with your pumpkin pie.
Oh, ouch. Cheesecake.
All right.
Cheesecake.
Okay.
All right.
That's
come
all
on.
Right, too.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Joe, senior your host. I love that guy. I really do enjoy having him on. And, again, down to earth. Real patriot. Loves his country. All right. And it's not that hard. You guys who claim that you love this country, all this wonderful stuff that's going on. When are you going to start fighting for it? Now, some of you are, so I'm not talking about you. Get off it. But some of you who sit there, you've got guns and ammunition, all this, great. When are you going to engage at a school board or water board or city council meeting? All right. Anyway, we'll find out what the law says about all that with Brad Dacus when we come back to the top of the hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.